You cannot be serious.
Oh, Jin, how could you? He was your father.
I didn't do it, Mom. This is a mistake. You're making a mistake, Detective.
Save it, Dr. Orchid. We've got you red-handed.
You can't have me red-handed. I didn't do it.
Oh? We've got everything we need to convict you, sweetie. We know your research was in dire need of funding. We know you were set to receive a good chunk of your father's estate in your inheritance. That's motive.
Well, yes, but that's not...
We know you had access to the cyanide that killed him. Your laboratory carries it. And we know you had access to the study. That's means and opportunity.
Wow. Sounds like a pretty solid case you guys have got there. See ya, Jen. I'll send you one of my videos, seeing as how you're not going to get laid in a while. Oh, wait, I forgot. You weren't getting laid anyway.
Fuck you. You stupid whore.
Ouch, never heard that one before.
Jen Orchid, you're under arrest for the murder of James Black.
Oh. There, Liz. It's all right.
No. No, this can't be happening. I'm innocent. I swear I didn't do it.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney.
Your case against Dr. Orchid was solid. You had means, motive, and opportunity. The chief of police praised you and gave you a commendation. But even still, Allison never felt quite right about it. She could never understand how the note in Mr. Black's desk fit into the whole thing. Dr. Orchid's fingerprints weren't on it, and the content of the note just didn't fit with her situation. What was it that she knew about her father? Others were content to assume it was the donation he pulled from her research, but it didn't add up to Allison. Dr. Orchid was tried and convicted of first-degree murder by a jury of her peers. She never confessed her guilt, but was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole nonetheless. She toiled in prison for the rest of her life. Your relationship with Allison continued, but something had changed in the wake of the case. She'd convinced herself that the wrong person had been sent to prison, and it drove her into a state of deep depression. You did what you could to find her the help she needed, but she was never the same. And looking at her, you couldn't help but think that she might be right.